Coach Brock Olivo, welcome to the Denver Broncos.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
This is your first NFL coordinator's job. When you got the call from Coach Joseph, what went through your mind?
Well, the first thing I did was I told my former coordinator slash boss, Dave Tobe, who was like a father figure to me. And he and I had this awesome 5-minute celebration, like, yeah, woo. He was so proud. He really was like a father to a son. And then we kind of paused and we looked at each other and like, damn, we got to play each other twice a year now. Dang it. So that was my first reaction, because I was just so thankful, honored, proud at the same time. And then about the 6th minute, it clicked in that, all right, now it's time to get to work, man.
Now, we just talked to Coach Joseph, and he said that he called you. You were headed to New Orleans, and he said, "Don't get on the plane. Don't go to New Orleans. Like, we want you in Denver." How good did that make you feel?
It made me feel great. I understand how that whole thing works out. You know, it's all about timing, and so I was honored. I was flattered, and from what I had already knew about Vance, and from the interview, I knew this was the right place for me. And like I said, I've had the possibility to know the roster here already. So I know the situation, and I'm glad I'm here. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now.
This is a team that won multiple games on special teams plays last year. Of course, everybody remembers the blocked conversion in New Orleans against the Saints. A missed field goal in the first game decided the game against the Panthers. This franchise obviously values the special teams position group. When you come into a franchise like that that puts such an emphasis on it, it's got to make you feel just great.
Couldn't ask for anything more as a special teams coach, because there are a lot of places where that is not the emphasis. And so Mr. Elway, Vance Joseph, those guys are hard charging in support of special teams. And so I'm very, very fortunate to be here.
How important is it going to be to get a playmaker in here on the return game? I know that was a position that the Broncos didn't necessarily struggle with, but it's something that they look to improve.
I think it's something that you always have. If you're doing your due diligence as a special teams coach and as a franchise who makes special teams a priority, I think you've always got to look for that guy, that special, dynamic, electrifying guy with the ball in his hands. We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we weren't. So how important is that? Very important. And as a special teams coordinator, I cannot capitulate in front of those guys when we're talking about that. And if there's a guy out there, we got to pound the table for him. I mean, Vance talks about having the wish list. And I tell you, that guy will always be at the top of the wish list for us.
You have such an enthusiasm for football. It's easy to tell. Where do you draw that enthusiasm from? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I think it comes from when I was a little boy. I mean, this is the only way I've ever known how to approach the game of football. My dad stressed that upon me when I was a little boy. You know, I was never the most talented or the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, what have you. But it was the intangibles that made me successful as a player. And so that's just the approach I've always had. Attack everything, man, full speed, and usually good things happen.
Your football journey has taken you to Mizzou. It's taken you to Italy. It's brought you back to the NFL. Now having this position in the NFL, does your journey from America to Italy, does that make you value these opportunities more? Does it give you a sense of accomplishment?
No question, because the guys that I was coaching in Italy and coaching with as well would give their right arm to have an opportunity to be a part of the NFL, either as a player or a coach, because they grew up in a country where those opportunities didn't exist, don't exist. And so how fortunate am I to be able to say that I was, as a player, and am now a part of this unbelievable organization, this franchise, the NFL, what have you, as a coach now.
You obviously, your enthusiasm, energy, it's contagious. Do you feel like it's important to bring that every day in practice?
Every day. And not only in practice, we got to win the meetings. Okay, so myself, Chris, if we have another guy, we got to win every meeting. And that's how we're going to approach this thing. We're going to win the meetings, and then we got to win the practices too. And of course, we got to win on Sundays. So that's the attitude we'll bring out.
Brock, congratulations. We appreciate you taking some
Thank
time.
You.